The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out.
Still go to the phone line where we've got the chairman of the board, the Well Done Foundation, Mr. Curtis Shuck, who has quite a history in the supply chain and oil and gas and agriculture, too. Got to throw that one in there because you did cover commodities. How you doing today there, Mr. Curtis Shuck of the Well Done Foundation?
Good, brother. Good. Always great to have some time with you on the phone, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes here in between your busy schedule. And I saw the release that you guys have just cut a deal or did some work with Tito's Craft Spirits. And is that correct, sir?
It is, yeah. They stepped up as part of the team supporting our five bayous project in Louisiana. And we've already plugged our first well there, kicking off the 2022 season of methane emission reduction. And it's great to have that brand on our team. What a game changer and a great fit. They're just an amazing group of folks.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. I got three questions for you. One is about the relationship and the importance of the connectivity outside of the oil and gas industry. And to me, that's the real meat and potatoes of this story. The second one is, I'd like to know how that happened, because they are outside the industry. This is a non-traditional outside the box, you know, sponsor or supporter of the Orphan Well project that you have going there at the Well Done Foundation. So that's the second part. And the third one is to recap the five bayou projects. So, you know, these the Well Done projects that you got going on down there. So let's circle back to the first one and let's talk about the connectivity a little bit, because the example I give to a lot of people in the oil and gas industry is the College Bowl Day games, where, you know, Exxon and Shell and BP, they really didn't sponsor any of those College Bowl games. And that would have been a really good opportunity to connect with the average person outside of the industry. And that's just kind of an example I like to give. This is another one of those examples of, hey, man, this is Curtis Shuck going outside of the industry, finding some sponsors that are non-traditional in the thought of oil and gas. And talk to me a little bit about how that happened.
You know, so I think the key there is that doing the right thing is always, you know, doing the right thing. And this issue that we're all facing of, you know, climate awareness and climate action and again, just being good, you know, citizens, leaving things better for the next folks that are coming along behind us, it, you know, cross cuts across every industry. And you know, Tito's jumped in literally with both feet. And, you know, how refreshing to have, you know, an organization, to your point, that's outside of our kind of our normal world, and but really gets it and wants to do something, leave a positive legacy. And I mean, gosh, from day one they were all in, and working through the various agreements and all the things, very cautious on the due diligence side. So we're you know, very, you know, blessed and thrilled to be part of the Tito's team. And I think it just speaks a lot of to that brand. You know, again, back to the, you know, walk and the talk program, that they're literally, you know, putting their money where their mouth is and doing some great things. And, you know, I wish, Jason, I could take all the credit for, you know, chasing them down and landing a deal. The truth be told is that they actually reached out to us after a piece that I think was released by Scripps, or no, it was actually in a piece that was done in Helena, originated in Helena, and got some, you know, national coverage through the AP wire. And, you know, they reached out and said, hey, what do you think? And, you know, they were just a little curious if we were cool with, you know, being associated with the, you know, the Tito's brand. And, you know, obviously the immediate response was, heck yeah, we're in, you know. And so it's been great. And like I said, we're just kicking off or have finished our first project and taking a breath here in Montana right now and headed back down in the next week and kick off, you know, another round of plugs.
Now, these projects down in Louisiana, the Five Bayou Project, is that what it's called?
Yes, it is. Yep.
And are these orphan wells, abandoned wells? Talk to me about that a little bit.
No, they're orphans. You know, the Well Done Foundation is all orphan all the time. You know, that's just such a clean and clear narrative, Jason, that we're just not even going to dabble in those other spaces.
I'm really glad you said that, because I did say this to the Texas Railroad Commissioner, that I do wish they would become a little bit more definitive between abandoned and orphan, because I think there's some politics being played with that. And this is an area where I don't think politics should be made.
Yeah. Well, it's a, you know, it's a pretty broad definition, or can be broadly applied, I should say. You know, the orphan definition is clear. It's absolutely, you know, nobody left standing except the state or the federal government, depending on, you know, where the location is. You get into an abandoned well scenario and there can still be active operators, in the chain of title, in the line of succession. And, you know, we just, that's really just not our space. And so we're, you know, we've been all orphans from the get-go, and we're going to continue to be there, because we think that, as I said, that the narrative is clear, the need is clear, and we'll just let, you know, if others want to play in that space, have at it. We're going to stay in our lane.
And I could totally understand that, even with the crude life, with our non-political solution-based journalism, whether we're doing newspaper articles, magazine articles, podcasts, isolated interviews, or radio shows, we generally like to have at least some sort of newsy or solution-based journalism behind what we're doing. And it's not always the most popular thing, but hey, you know what? It's the right thing to do. And just like what the Well Done Foundation is doing, sometimes you just got to keep doing the right thing, and hopefully you wake up and you're able to look at that mirror and smile and go to work. And
absolutely. Well, I certainly sleep good at night, you know, because of that. And it's not like there's not lots of opportunities out there. And we're certainly seeing an infilling of any number of parties with literally any number of agendas. And, you know, hey, look, that's all good and fine. But, you know, for the Well Done Foundation, and for me, Curtis Shuck, it's about staying true to that mission and true to that vision, because I feel it would be, you know, whether it's a curse or a calling, you know, I guess that depends on the day. But for me, I think that's where I'm supposed to be.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Never should a joker catch my eye, but I looked over and I caught some feelings. Saw a couple things that I really liked, but you got caught up in the big daydreaming. It's what you don't say. It's like a pretty black Cadillac with no brakes. It's like a girlfriend.
Folks, you are going to want to act today on this limited special from MyPillow. Check it out. A $70 pillow, now only $20. That's right. The standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well. The MyPillow towels, the topper, the slippers. It is all on a deep discount with the promo code Otis. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98 or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. And do not forget to use the promo code OTIS.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground running.
All right, let's go to the phone line where we've got a traveling man over on the east coast of this United States. Just south of Boston, we've got Great American Mining, the CEO, Todd Garland. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Jason. How are you?
Hey, I'm not doing too bad. I'm on my way to Bismarck, North Dakota, where Great American Mining has done some business with the Bitcoin mining. I know that up in the North Dakota region because of the temperature. So I thought it'd be a good time to get an update from Great American Mining. What's going on in the Bitcoin world? We like to check in at least quarterly with Great American Mining to find out, number one, what's going on in the world of Bitcoin and energy. And number two, to find out if there's any advancements south of the Mason-Dixon line for outfits like this to go in and be cost prohibitive. Because once you get south of the Mason-Dixon line down into Texas, historically, there's been some temperature problems. So, yes, Bismarck, North Dakota. So have you spent any time in Bismarck?
Yeah, last time I was up that way was back in November, a few weeks before Thanksgiving, doing a deployment up near Arnegard, North Dakota.
Sure, Arnegard. Spent a week there one night, yeah. So how was your Bismarck Bakken trip as far as Arnegard? And when you say in doing some business, I assume you mean Bitcoin?
Yeah, so that particular trip, we were deploying three new containers up that way. And I mean, the trip was fabulous. I, you know, I really, really like the area. And I especially like it when it's not, you know, like negative 25. So, it was a good time to visit. We've been doing some more deployments up that way, through December and now January, which have been absolutely brutal. So, you know, in terms of Bitcoin mining and deploying in the winter, we're definitely learning some hard lessons this year.
It's interesting too, because I mentioned the south of the Mason-Dixon line, temperature seems to become more of an issue. Here on the flip side, the temperature being so cold is an issue on the installation. How is the temperature issues when it comes to some of this Bitcoin mining? You know, putting those big units next to a well site to help them, you know, get some advancements with emission management and also with some of their Bitcoin mining, et cetera. How is the old temperature range these days?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the cold temperatures are good for mining in general, because one of the biggest challenges is with the density of the container. So the amount of you know, hot air that gets packed into that container, because there's so many computers in there, we have to figure out how to get rid of that hot air so that the computers can operate at their normal operating temperature. So the cold air is good, but I guess on the flip side, you know, you take folks like us who are, you know, used to mining Bitcoin, and, you know, we might not know the oil and gas business as well. We're learning some lessons around, you know, heat trace insulation and all that good stuff up there this year. So I guess I'd say the cold weather is good up until a point. And then, you know, you got to be prepared for that as well.
Well, I know we've had talks in the past. There's been some, you know, Wyoming has popped up, even some other. Texas has always been a difficult spot to get a foothold in the past. Have you guys have any other places that you care to mention where you're starting to see some success outside of the Bakken?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, even outside of our company, Great American Mining, there are other companies currently operating in Texas and doing well. And not all of them are using immersion. So they're dealing with the heat fine with air-cooled setups. Kind of the word on the street is that they're the containers are less dense, or they're using older miners, older computers, where they didn't need to move as much air to stay cool. So there are ways that you can make air cooling work. It's still tricky, but our right now for us, our focus is on immersion, and we're working on a couple deals down there right now to get our first containers done in West Texas.
Well, that's exciting. I know it's been, you know, you guys have had, like everybody else, challenges. And you mentioned some of the outfits that are already down there, but they've had challenges, and they still do because of temperatures and all these different things. So it's an exciting time that the operators are trying new things. That's the part that I am loving in this whole energy transition, is some of the entrepreneurs and diehards like yourself, you know, these crazy, smart, clever capitalists who spend their time sleeping at well sites, checking monitors, checking levels. I can't tell you how many just awesomely insane capitalists, entrepreneur inventors I've met because of this methane emission, from people like yourself to people converted it into liquid gas right on site to all kinds of different things. That's the part I'm really enjoying about this. Talk to me like I'm an operator for a second. Talk to me like you've got, you know, Harold Hamm in the office right now, and you want to sit him down and explain to these operators why your technology is something they should consider. If not, you know, if not you, another Bitcoin mining, fine. But let's get people thinking about this next step, which is attaching some of these technologies to get to that next chapter and know that it is going to work out. How do you reach some of these operators and some of these oil companies who are going through the growing pains?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the challenges is, traditionally it seems as though producers outsource like collection of and monetization of byproducts. So like, for example, NGLs. And I think many of them look at this being similar. It's like, oh, there's this technology that can get rid of this nuisance gas for me and help me solve a problem, but I don't really like want to deal with having to learn or own that infrastructure myself. And I think that's totally normal. You take, someone who is, producing barrels of oil, the leap from that to managing a mobile data center to mine Bitcoin is pretty big. Especially because this space is just so, it's in its infancy. It's so new. I think what we'll see happen, however, is, Bitcoin is more accepted, more widely accepted, which I think we're in that phase right now of adoption. You're seeing, a lot of, I would just say institutional money, come into the space. And so I think establishing that foundation, I think will give producers maybe a little bit more curiosity to figure out how this could actually help them transform their business. I wholeheartedly believe the fact of the matter is the first oil company that integrates mining Bitcoin alongside their normal operations is going to, transform their business. And that's not my like snake oil salesman way of trying to get someone to mine, mine Bitcoin. I just think it makes way too much sense not to.
Well, I'll take it away from you then and say you gave me a great transition, because I did want to ask you about the NFTs and some of these next gen when it comes to digital currency. Is this where we're going to eventually go to other digital currencies? Is that one of the reasons why? And it may not be NFTs. You can comment on that. But is that one of the reasons why you're being direct with the operators that, listen, this is only the beginning here?
Well, I mean, there are some people out there who believe that you can do more, quote unquote, advanced computer processing. I personally believe we're still a long way away from that. I view Bitcoin as being that base layer, the least amount of friction, best way to monetize stranded energy, hands down. I don't think you necessarily need the hope or promise of there being something else beyond that or in addition to that. I think Bitcoin is actually the perfect solution for operators who have excess gas or stranded gas, or who don't even want to bother connecting to the pipeline and waiting 12, 24 months or whatever to make that happen. They can just monetize it right there on site.
What does that mean in the world of Bitcoin? Do the mineral owners get Bitcoin, or do they split it up, or no? Or I guess I didn't even think of the mineral owners at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now we're not actually working with any producers where they are participating at that, in the sense that like they're earning a share of the Bitcoin we're mining. We're effectively negotiating contracts where we pay them a fixed amount for that gas. So in that situation, the mineral rights owners are getting paid, it's obviously not what they'd make through a pipeline, but at the same time, you don't have to bring a pipeline there to monetize that gas. So it's like you're kind of providing like an on-demand way to monetize the gas while also solving the emissions issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it is better than flaring for mineral rights owners, hands down.
Have a question, know an expert, or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com. Ready and set and willing to crown
you. Folks, you are going to want to act today on this limited special from MyPillow. Check it out. A $70 pillow, now only $20. That's right. The standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well. The MyPillow towels, the topper, the slippers. It is all on a deep discount. Discount with the promo code Otis. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98, or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. And do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies. You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open, and what I see in you is something they don't. You already know that. I don't mean to
go to the phone line where we've got the CEO of Titan Solutions, Mr. Heath Holloway. Third or fourth generation? I forget. Fourth generation. Thank you very much. Fourth generation, Mr. Heath Holloway out there in Greeley, Colorado, also the Denver area. And he's got a awesome, awesome anniversary that we're here today to talk about as our lead news story. So how are you doing today there, Mr. Heath Holloway?
Good. Very good. Celebrating the incident-free operations. It's our third year anniversary of that.
Third year anniversary of incident-free operations. Now, what does that mean, incident-free operations?
So, yes, incident-free operations just means no recordable incidents in the last 3 years, just due to our processes and how we take care of our employees and ourselves in everyday life, home and at work.
You know, and it's so funny because people forget how difficult that is to go 1 year, 2 years, let alone 3 years without one thing. That's like, you know, in baseball, it's hard to go a few days without having an error if you're playing right on the outfield. Because that's all it is. It's just one error, you know, one broken leg or one misstep or one spill or whatever. You know, that type of thing. So congratulations. It's a three-year anniversary for an incident free workplace, or how does that, what's the actual terminology?
Operations.
Thank you. Incident free operations. And you're based out of Greeley, Colorado. And how many other shale plays or oil fields are you guys in?
We're in the Powder River. We have operations there. We take care of the Bakken from there. We also are in the Permian and Delaware Basin. So we kind of take care of those states right there.
You're also in the DJ Now Bro, though, of course.
Yes, of course, DJ.
Yeah.
That's where we were founded. So.
And then you're one up in the Powder River. How's operations up there?
Great. It's picking up, oil's up, and, powder is doing well.
Right. Let's talk a little bit of an update, if you wouldn't mind. I mean, you and I, we've spoken through the years, and, you know, we've had some off-the-record conversations that are similar to, you know, business war stories and trying to get through the downturn and then the COVID turn and some of the things that you chose to do as a business owner that may not have been, you know, the way that the river flows, so to speak, but it was the right thing to do. And so how is business for you? I know that it's been, you know, there's been some goods and some bads over the last 10 years.
It's good. We got into some other industries. Why the COVID and downturn was there. Our heart is always in oil and gas. And so, we keep a keen eye on that and take care of our customers there. But we're always looking for other industries to get into just to be well-rounded and not always focus on one thing. Things are good. Moving up. And, you know, that's all I could ask for right now.
We should mention, too, people listening outside of the oil and gas world, like through our radio network, that you're not an oil and gas company. You're what's known as a service company. So describe some of those services that you bring to the well site.
Well, we do custom containment. So secondary containment, any type of containment you need for operations on the well site. Equipment rentals, so any type of equipment you need on location, we deliver. Security shacks, we have our climate control trailers, we have our shower trailers, and just, you know, our whole line of trailers solutions. We have our decking, where we put decking on sensitive areas or oil and gas sites. Then we also have our on-site location checks, where we go and check our equipment or fueling equipment, et cetera, that we do for, you know, all of our customers in our services as well.
Sure. How about the lighting? Do you guys still do lighting?
Yeah, we still have our light plants, LED light plants, electric light plants, et cetera. That's all involved with the equipment rentals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that that's one of the things, obviously, that stands out because of that. The other one was the decking that you mentioned. Now, pardon my naivete, is decking the same as rig matting, or are they separate?
They go hand in hand. Some people call it decking. Some call it rig mats or matting. What basin are you from and what do you call it?
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure about that, because there's some of these terms that are kind of interchangeable. And then you've got ones like orphan well and abandoned well, and that there's a very big distinct difference of. So I just wanted to make sure that decking and rig matting, if it was following you correctly there. That stuff is amazing, by the way. That decking and rig matting.
There's wood, there's all kinds of it out there.
I think that the decking and the rig matting can be an awesome solution to the ESG. And particularly when it comes to the public relations side of things, because when people start to realize that these deckings and the rig mattings, you can lay it down. And not only does it stop the spills and do all that stuff that, you know, crushed rock wasn't doing before, it actually brings back the native fauna, flora. Sorry, I'm sure the animals come back too, but the plants, the flora comes back, and that is so just huge right now in the world of ESG and the environmental movement that I honestly think that the decking and the rig matting, man, that's like almost like a big selling point for companies these days. Is that pretty much required nowadays, or are people even using crushed rock anymore?
Maybe some people are, but sensitive areas, you put the decking on, so you can have your growth back, et cetera. And it's just a little bit easier to deal with. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of traffic and, it's a skid steer putting the decking down and employees locking it into place and going from there.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. So, all right, back to 3 years of incident-free operations at Titan Solutions. Is there anything that you attribute it to besides your amazing management skills?
Well, strong leadership along with hard work and dedication from our employees, makes our safety culture possible. We do a behavioral-based safety system with operations-led safety, being proactive, holding ourselves accountable, auditing programs, and we're just results-driven. With our auditing program, we audited everything we do. We go through and get our frontline workers, our supervisors, and our leadership, every week on the phone, and we go through our stuff and audit it. And that makes for, being proactive, making action plans, sticking to them, and having that safety culture out there where everybody wants to come to work and go home, and they're doing safety at home and at work because it's everywhere.
Hey, how many employees do you guys have now, approximately, just ballpark?
Approximately, we're around 75 right now.
Yeah, I mean, because you guys are pretty big, but you're not big enough to where you're not a family-style business. And that's one of the reasons I think you guys have been incident-free operations for 3 years, because there's just something about those family businesses that, it's that intangible that the workers care more. And it's proven, and they don't know what to attribute it to, but it just seems like workers put more care and more pride and more oomph into their family businesses than, going to work for a big box store type of a thing. And
right.
I just think that's part of it, man. I really do.
Yeah. We have a saying, we say, you see it, you own it. And everybody takes pride with that. I feel any of our employees can, even me, the CEO, could go, hey, you see it, you own it, and hold me accountable, just like I would hold them accountable. So it gives them a sense of pride and understanding, and they're proactive in our safety culture and what we're trying to be. And that's, resonating through our auditing programs and everything like that with our employees, and we share that with our customers, and they're happy to see what we're doing.
To listen to the full length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
There you are where my heart would rest at home in another life. But in the meantime, I've left behind something that I can't forget. It's short fibers are turning tight, yet fibers are burning bright.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep, for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us every night we make a toast to you, like isn't it nice that somebody had the presence of mind to speak up for you? Let there be light.
So everybody in the room, I kind of talked to a couple of you guys. We're with The Crude Life, and so we're representing and getting to show our leaders. We had an opportunity to meet with Harold Hamm, and so we got to. I asked him these same four questions, so I'm gonna get to ask you guys. No pressure. No, I'm just kidding. So, what are your plans for 20? Well, I guess you should tell everybody our names and everything. Ken Lavin with Crude Life Outdoor Ventures YouTube channel. And then let's introduce ourselves. I'll let you go first.
Darton Zink, CEO of Zico. Jim Nella, CEO of ClearSign Technologies.
They did an excellent job today, guys. They did an excellent job today, guys, representing what you guys are doing and moving here to Tulsa. That's absolutely wonderful. Rock, paper, scissors, who goes first?
Okay, you go first. It's easy for us. We have our technology developed. We've shown what it can do. This year is all about commercialization. We're installing it. We're getting the industry to understand what we do and ready for the future.
Absolutely.
I'd say, for us, we're gearing up to support the commercialization effort for ClearSign. We've followed their technology for a long time and have been in a working collaboration agreement officially since August of 2020, and look forward to supporting their efforts to commercialize what, in my view, is a really unique and interesting technology.
That's great, guys. Definitely keep them in mind. As sounds like with the uptick of moving here, you're going to be looking for people, so definitely keep these companies in mind. Number two, what do you feel the industry needs to get behind for 2022?
In my point of view, I'd say the industry needs to get behind supporting new and developing technologies. We're in an industry that by necessity has historically been conservative when it has come to adopting new technologies, but with companies' ESG initiatives and ever, let's say, mounting pressure on environmental compliance, I think the willingness to embrace technical and technology change is going to be critical.
Harold actually mentioned that about ESG and getting behind, and policy was a big thing that he answered with that. So it's great to hear about the ESG that you guys are looking into. That's great.
I'd say the same thing. We're seeing necessary type of environmental regulations. Oh, we need to remember that while there's a big focus on carbon dioxide and efficiency and hydrogen, the other emissions, like the NOx emissions, are very toxic, and we do need to just keep aware of all of the other emissions that we focus on. So, and really for the industry, we have to try new things, we're going to have to get better, but we've got to be flexible and willing to try things that are different from what has been done.
And you guys said that today with the stringency that you're in California, that's huge. I mean, they're so stringent. So for you guys to be out there, that's huge for our industry, and to show if you can do it out there, you can repeat the process as you go throughout the country and the world, as we mentioned.
Absolutely.
So we have seen amazing growth this last year in your companies. Do we expect to see more growth between either of you?
Absolutely. We are hiring. If anyone is looking, we are absolutely hiring right now. We need engineers. We're hiring in the finance team. But really, anyone with a love for this industry and a passion for taking on something new, we'd absolutely love to hear from you. Just check out clearsign.com.
Clearsign.com, guys. Check them out. That would be great. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. Okay, last question. Anything you'd like to say to the hardworking men and women in our industry to motivate them for 2022? We'll end with that.
Well, I'd just say, I don't think there's any business or industry out there that's particularly easy, but I would say the industry that we're in and the customers we serve are especially challenging and difficult. Like the work that we're in, that we do, is not easy. It's not easy for our customers. It's very demanding. And if I was going to say something that's motivating, is it's not for everyone. And if you work in our industry, it takes a special type of person, character, hard work, and grit to be a success in this business. And, that's something we should never forget.
I think for both of us, the technology is specialized. The challenges of meeting the emissions regulations are new. We are here to help. At the end of the day, we have the expertise. We have the people. Please reach out. We can help you.
Perfect. Guys, thank you very, very much. Really appreciate your time. Guys, look these companies up. Look at these lovely gentlemen faces here. They're way better than me. So Thank you guys very much. Thank you again. Guys, have a blessed one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
They keep telling me it's only a phase, and that soon enough I'll see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because who could love somebody like you? They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to behold, nothing you could do would make me go.
Folks, you are going to want to act today on this limited special from MyPillow. Check it out. A $70 pillow, now only $20. That's right. The standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well. The MyPillow towels, the topper, the slippers. It is all on a deep discount with the promo code Otis. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98, or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. And do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life, the most trusted voice in energy.
On the phone talking with us today, Chairman Christy Craddock of the Texas Railroad Commission.
We are the oil and gas regulator, but we do pipelines and pipeline safety inspections for the state of Texas. We have roughly 470,000 miles of interstate and intrastate pipelines in Texas.
Absolutely. You know, the oil and gas industry has always been environmentally focused. I mean,
President Biden's administration, that this is Obama Biden 2.0 plus, and the rate at which we've seen the executive orders flying off the president's desk is taking America back, taking jobs back, and putting us in a detrimental position. But as the attorneys general for a number of states, we are pushing back.
From the Department of Transportation, that the Permian Basin has some of the most deadly roads of anywhere in the country. We average a fatality per day. That is absolutely unacceptable, and we need to do better.
We just want to thank everybody that has been so supportive of us, and especially you, Jason. Without your help, I don't think our event would be as successful as it is.
I went out there on my first rig move, and I was like, wow, I'm permitting all these loads, getting trucks going, load go, and I don't even know what half the stuff was. So when I finally got to go on the rig, I was like, wow, I was amazed. I was truly amazed of how this process is.
My name is Jenica, and today we get to talk with Amy Andrzak of the Interstate Natural Gas Association of America. Amy is the president and CEO.
Funny thing, what I think sometimes is just really ironic, we used to pull into the office and I would see some of my colleagues driving electric cars and things like that. And I'm like, how do you work for a large oil and gas company and pull in an electric car? So, I mean, even us, I mean, even in our circles, we can see that things are changing.
Actually, you are on the money. Back in 2014 and 15, when we first started approaching our management team at Whiting, our reasoning for wanting to engage in ESG is that we had great stories to tell.
We all like living the crude life, so.